There we go. Give a little, we got kind of a theme going on.
Absolutely.
One of the great TV shows of the 90s, by the way. A little ER. Because we're here with Dr. Adam Chase with Orthopedic Sports Medicine. In the previous segment, we talked about, and let's remind folks about that, actually, about the walk-in sessions.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a, it's called Ortho On Call. It's our after-hours injury clinic. It's at our office at 1600 Charles Place, Monday through Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. It's, again, a walk-in clinic. We're open on Friday, 1 to 8, and then Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 4.
And Dr. Chase, tell us just a little bit about yourself, when you came to Manhattan, when you came to Orthopedic Sports Medicine, and just your familiarity with the area.
Sure. Well, my first experience in this area was as a medical student. I was at KU in Kansas City, and I did two separate medical rotations here in Manhattan, working in a primary care clinic and then working with the surgeons. And so that was my first experience with Manhattan. I got the opportunity to come back and practice medicine. I got here in August of 2010, so just kind of celebrated my 8th anniversary of being here and have just enjoyed it since I got here.
And rooting for the Cats, I'm sure.
I am rooting for the Cats. I do have a bit of a split allegiance, but absolutely rooting for the Cats. Happy that they're successful, and hopefully they can continue that success this weekend.
Well, especially, you know, this time of year.
Absolutely.
If you're a KU guy, this isn't really a
Saturday night was a little rough as a having some KU allegiance, but
did you actually watch it?
I did.
Oh,
I did. It was pretty painful to watch, but we've got experience in
there we go.
All right. So I've got some experience with the KU football losing over the past 10 years during this time of the year. You're numb to it. It's tough to watch, but as a fan, you still watch it.
I didn't see the game, but I heard about it. What were your thoughts on that field goal and the timeout at the end? Because didn't Beattie call that timeout? And
he did.
He missed the kick, but the
he did. Yeah, he did the icing the kicker.
Yes.
Where he called the timeout right before they kick, and if I recall it, he missed the first kick, and then they called the timeout and made the second. But, you know, it's just – I'm not a football coach. I'm not going to pretend to be a football coach. I don't know. But if he'd have missed the kick, they'd have won, and
that's true.
That's that.
That's true. So, it's just how the cookie crumbles.
That's exactly right.
Sometimes.
That's exactly right.
Here with Dr. Adam Chase with Orthopedic Sports Medicine. And one thing about this time of year, and we kind of touched on it in the previous segment, that this is a time of year with a lot of fall sports, kids back in school, probably a little busier in the office. When it comes to ways kids and probably just folks in general can prevent some of these injuries before they go out on the field, what's some just basic tips you have for them?
A lot of it has to do with the preparation you have well before the season starts, and it's conditioning. And so for the athletes, it's making sure you have a good off-season conditioning program and working on kind of sports-specific activities, whether it's flexibility or strengthening and building some strength and endurance. You know, for the weekend warriors, it's not trying to take on too big of a program right away, and it's kind of building up into it. It's, you know, you find people get hurt when they go from, you know, trying to go from couch to marathon in a week, and just the body's not necessarily ready to adapt to that sort of activity level. So a lot of it has to do with the preparation that you have ahead of time, and again, what you do in the off season and getting ready for those ready for the seasons. And again, it's paying attention to your body and kind of paying attention to any small injuries you have, and at that point treating them so they don't become big injuries and keep you out for a longer period of time.
And I'm sure hydration's always
absolutely
always key, especially when you're talking about joints, right?
Maybe not today when it's cooler and rainy, but when it's really hot, staying hydrated. And again, hydration starts, you know, you can't just try and hydrate during the game. It's beforehand, you know, the day before, the morning of, and that's how you stay hydrated. You can't just drink during the game and try and replenish what you lose.
And that is key. I think that is one of those things that people really don't think about as much, that like it's that preparation when it comes to hydration. It mm-hmm. is that prep. I mean, you should be drinking a bunch of water all the time. Anyway.
Yep. Yeah, you can't. It's, you know, when you see those players that are cramping during the game, it kind of a lot of times it's, you know, it's going to be hard for them to replenish during the game and kind of fight those cramps off. And so, again, it's the preparation ahead of time that it's all about prevention, rather than treatment.
Because once the cramp's going, I mean, you're already cramping up. You can't really reverse time on that.
You got it. That's exactly right.
And especially this time of year, I think you see a lot of players, especially in these first few games, I think you mm-hmm. see more cramping early on this point in the season. One, it's a little warmer this time yep. of year anyway, but I think also just those first few games, just not kind of breaking back in.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, it's getting used to that energy level. It's also during the hottest time of the season, and you're exactly right.
Here with Dr. Adam Chase with Orthopedic Sports Medicine here in Manhattan. Do want to remind folks that phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. If you want to ask Dr. Chase any sports-related questions, injury-related questions, we have just about a little over 5 minutes left in the program. We've got Nick McNamara on the other side of the glass, keeping us afloat and taking phone calls if you do want to get patched in. And I believe we do have one right now, right, Nick? All right, go ahead, caller, you're on in focus.
Yeah, you're mentioning the head injuries from football. I know my dad, years ago, when he was about 5 years old, had a car wreck. Car hit him, and he almost died. And later on in life, he developed Alzheimer's. And I'm just wondering, you know, a lot of the players in the NFL have had those issues. John Mackey, Mike Webster, some real good ball players, and it's tragic. But I wonder if that's the main cause, because suppose they got their head injured in their youth, you know, when they were younger. That would have some bearing on it, I would think. What do you think about it?
Well, I mean, I think concussions are a complex issue, and you know the majority of the focus is on football, but they can happen. You can get concussions from many other sports, many other activities. And again, I think we're just now starting to understand the full potential of what concussions, certainly early on in your life, can do later on. I think things like dementia and Alzheimer's are multifactorial. There's lots of things that go into the underlying cause, and certainly I think they're starting to connect the dots that concussions can be part of that. But again, I'll defer to the researchers as far as what are the kind of the biggest factors in kind of leading to dementia and Alzheimer's.
Thanks so much for that call. Again, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. Have just about 4 minutes left in the program here with Dr. Adam Chase with Orthopedic Sports Medicine. And maybe just one more time, Dr. Chase, if you want to go over some of those offerings that you guys have right now.
Absolutely. So, again, our ortho on call it's at our office at 1600 Charles Place. It's open for walk-in visits for kind of sprains and strains, fractures, you know, small lacerations, Monday through Thursday, 5 to 8 p.m., Friday, 1 to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 4. Certainly you don't have to, you know, you work and you need to be seen after hours. We have that opportunity. Weekends after, you know, football game Friday night, kind of you're worried about an injury to your ankle, to your shoulder, come on in. We can get you looked at and get you taken care of.
And forgive me if you mentioned this and I just missed it, but kind of walk-ins are welcome, I assume?
It is a walk-in clinic, correct. Yeah, walk-in clinic. So it's walk-in and kind of you come on in. We'll get you, again, we can get you looked at, evaluated. We have x-ray in the building. If you need any sort of bracing or splinting, we can provide that in the building. Any treatment that needs followed up on afterwards, whether it's physical therapy, whether it's a advanced imaging like an MRI study, those are all things that can be arranged after that visit.
And how long has Orthopedic Sports Medicine been doing this walk-in clinic?
Oh, I think it started in March of 2016, I believe. So 2 years, 2.5 years now, I believe.
If you want to talk about like the motivation to set that up, I'm sure. Well, I mean, you've been doing it for a few years now, so I'm sure it's been successful.
Absolutely. I mean, again, the emergency room is certainly there and is important and provides emergency services for kind of different injuries. But we thought that, sometimes the emergency room can be busy, and keeping an ankle sprain out of the emergency room and seeing it in more of an outpatient sort of clinical setting is
more
probably better for the
setting.
Patient.
Yeah,
depending on There's lots of variables there, but yeah, it's a more affordable setting to be seen in an outpatient clinic rather than at the hospital in the emergency room. And again, the times are shorter and you can get in and out of the clinic much quicker usually than you can being seen in an emergency room. So patient convenience is a big factor there.
And real quick, just got about 30 seconds or so left. We talked about what you can do to prevent injuries going into a Friday night, whatever your fall sports may be, cross country, etc. Say you feel like a little sprain or something like that. You do something. What's some of those first things that you need to do real quick? If you can't, obviously you can't get into the walk-in clinic mm-hmm. in an instant, but what are some of those things you can do within the first few minutes?
Yeah, so, I mean, certainly we always talk about the RICE treatment, rest, ice, compression, and elevation when you have a joint injury and you have swelling. So rest is kind of stopping the activity that is producing pain. You know, ice, compress, so, you know, compress that swollen joint, that swollen extremity with an ACE bandage, and then elevation to help get the swelling out are some of the simple things to be done. And then certainly kind of once those things are started, we can always get you seen and get the x-rays and the other evaluations that are needed.
Very good. Thanks so much, Dr. Adam Chase, Orthopedic Sports Medicine. You're a radio veteran now.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks to all our guests. If you've missed any of today's show, it'll be on demand online at newsradiokman.com a little later this morning. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Stay safe out there. We'll see you tomorrow.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan, KMAN, Manhattan.